Welcome to the Reimagine Podcast, a podcast that seeks to reimagine faith and life as we link, learn, and live together. I'm Greg English, along with Brad Hoffman and Brian Dupuis. Today, on episode 208, we're on the move. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Hey.
You're stumped.
No, that's the finish of 4 years.
No, I'm stumped. and if you folks could see the faces that are staring at each other.
208, 52, right? 52 weeks a year times four.
Yeah,
get your calculator out. It's 208. So it'd be
math
the finish.
Adds up.
It would be the last week in year four. Because it was in March when we started.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Today's party day and we don't even have a party up?
I know, right?
Throw some music up here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm not sure what
no
I got.
Idea. You have no idea what's on those buttons. You could get something you don't want to listen to.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, no.
Try another one. Try another one.
All right. There you go. That's from an old episode.
There you go.
I'm sure our listeners could tell us which one. Because I can't.
Yeah,
put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
The first song.
There you go.
This is the song, and I hope you can hear it. This is the song that we sat in this basement that was like puke green painted color.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, paint was cracking off the wall.
Yep. Yep.
There was every leftover VBS product in there from 1979.
I got to turn it off before the voice comes on.
That's right. That's right. Or we got to pay them.
Yeah. I'm not. Oh, sailing. That was our. Let's get comfortable with each other.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
4 years. Did you just think about that when I said 208?
I knew it was coming up. And when you said that, that just made me think. I was thinking about episode numbers just because we were recording the past several weeks with folks, and knew that was coming close.
Yeah, because it's March. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That would have been
completion of a fourth. That means we start year five.
Well, we need something.
Year five. Wow. That's great. That's fantastic.
I have no
That's
idea
good.
What's on.
All right.
Buttons.
That's all.
Man, year five.
Yeah.
Starting year five. You're finishing year four. You're starting at year five.
So we don't get the pin yet.
Yeah. We're taking a little bit of a – we take a week break, favorite episode, and then we launch out in the new season with some new folks. And so,
year five. So honestly, how has it been for you?
Huh.
Just great.
Just great.
It's the one place that I can come into, feel prepared, and have a good time. It's the one place I can come into and feel completely not prepared and still have a great time.
That's true. Or you can be happy.
Yeah.
Did you know that the World Happiness Report just came out?
No. Wait, let's hear this.
Let's take a guess first. Give us A, B, or C.
I want you to figure out what would be in your mind, based upon previous conversation, the happiest country in the world.
Australia.
They take a little break.
I'm going to say Sweden.
Close. Finland.
Finland.
Yes.
Ah, the Finns.
Yeah.
What's all that? Like Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden are some of the happiest.
Do they get
reasons
why?
Not on here?
America.
U.S. or Mexico.
Oh, is that right?
Canada did make it, so part of it, but...
They pulled us through. So the top one was Sweden.
Finland. Denmark, Iceland, and then Sweden.
And Sweden.
And any reason why? Is it rhythm? Is it pace? Is it
I don't know.
Culture? Is it
they say
landscape?
The Nordic countries top the list.
The cold air?
Yes. Could be cold air. You like the cold air.
And where did the U.S. fall?
It's not even on the list.
It's not on the list?
No.
Is that right?
We're the meanest bunch of cusses in the world.
Well,
we're
not. Go take on the day, America.
No, it didn't even rank here,
Wow.
And
whose article was that? What poll?
It's just the World Happiness Report, which is put out by World happiness report about frequent. Let's see.
Like happy people.
Yeah.
Happy 224.
Happy shining people.
Yeah. Yeah.
About it. It's a partnership with Holding Gallup, hands. Oxford Wellbeing Research Center, and the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. Mm. Mm. So, yeah, the World Happiness Report.
That's interesting.
That is. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why.
What would you have thought prior to reading that?
Number one?
You guessed it. You were in Sweden.
Sweden or heaven? I'm not sure.
Well, I was thinking, what made me think about the Nordic countries was because that the break they take.
The Fiki.
Yes, the Fiki. So that made me think about, probably happier, you know, happier people that take a little bit of a break in there. But, sure. So. Well,
we can do better. We can do better. Huh?
Maybe they don't have a time change there.
Yeah, they need to do away with the time change.
Come on.
It's brutal.
Come on. Yep. Yep.
Maybe that's why they're happiest there.
I struggle with that more this time than previous.
Of losing the hour?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's taken me a week.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been tired myself. I just attribute it to other things. I didn't know.
Old age.
Old age. I'm not sure.
It's getting older, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
but the extra light, that's got to make us happier.
Yes, I would think, right?
You would think.
Yeah, but with the extra light, now I'm normally eating dinner at 8 because it's dark.
Right.
I'm now realizing at 8 o'clock it's light, and like we still haven't started dinner yet. So I'm backed up to 9 now because of this.
Oh, wow.
It's throwing me.
Yeah.
And don't take advice from us. There's probably nothing healthy about what we do.
Sure, sure. Works for you all. It works for you.
Yes, but it's what we do.
See, every time I think about eating at 9 o'clock at night, I think about where's the bottle of Tums?
Yeah, that's right.
Where's the bottle of Tums?
Yeah, the rent will come due on that sort of thing. You can't just go rent-free.
Like a red sauce sausage or meat or something like that in there.
We had beef spindini last night, which is delicious, with a homemade pasta. So when I got home from
your meeting.
Meeting last night. Man, a homemade Nesta pasta. You take beef and then you bread it with Italian crumbs, put it on a wooden skewer, grill those things, put them on top, beef spadini. And you can make chicken spadini that way too.
Well.
Delicious. But red sauce, yeah, it's right on it.
Really?
It is a Sunday. And then, we had a Sunday sauce.
And then it's just like, well, good night.
No,
you eat
no,
that and lay horizontal. No. Oh boy,
it's more like we gone.
Yeah,
So speaking of we gone,
you're gone.
Yeah, I'm going.
You're going.
Yep, Kelly and I are packing up. We're heading to Mexico, and we'll visit Tyler, Rachel, and our 3 granddaughters.
Yeah, yeah.
So very excited about that.
Yeah. What are you feeling? What's
Well, I'll tell you what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it this way. I'm excited about a lot of different things.
Sure.
Let me say this first. I'm very excited about coloring with my granddaughters.
Yeah.
One thing that I've tried to do with them is I try to do art because I enjoy that, as y'all know. So I'm really looking forward to coloring that. I'm looking forward to, I'll probably dress up and play some game.
Sure.
Right? Have some Paw Patrol outfit on.
That's right.
Silly. Yeah. I look forward to going to the parks and the playgrounds and being with their neighbors and their friends. But I'm looking forward to learning and listening to my son and seeing my daughter-in-law. But that adult kind of time frame.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
No, yeah, that's good.
We won't be progressing. No Mexican barrier.
Won't be international progressing.
No, not at all. But it'd be fun, you know. So it'd be fun thinking about it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're all set. Everything's in place and ready to go.
Everything's in place and ready to go. We got we have one more bag to pack. But
okay,
and that's all the kids' toys from both sets of grandparents.
Right, right.
We're all pitching in for whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's not what they need. It's whatever we want to give them.
For sure. Yeah,
so
for sure.
We got a bag from Rachel's mom and dad, and we got a bag from us, and we're combining it.
That's awesome.
And they'll love it.
Yeah.
They'll like it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all new stuff, so they'll like it.
Yeah, that'd be good. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Travel with your family? You like that?
I do. I do. I like what I like.
Define it, family.
Very specific. So my wife. No, I'm just kidding. No, I like travel. I like knowing that I'm going to be traveling somewhere, especially if it's a longer distance, and my family's going to be with me instead of me just taking off and leaving them and, you know.
The guilt.
But yeah, but knowing that they're coming with me and that we're doing this together. Yeah, I like that part. If it's a flight somewhere, if it's a car ride, it's the exact opposite of everything I just said.
Are we there yet?
Too many years of that. Yeah. And I'm done. But if we're flying somewhere, oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. All this stuff. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Cause on a plane, they're just like, well, all right.
Yeah, go back.
Down the aisle there, wait in line.
Yeah, we'll see you. I had some friends that just traveled to go see their daughter who lives in another country.
Yeah.
And they took their other two children. And so they get on the plane, and they're up near the first class zone.
Yeah.
And they got the picture of them in the first class, and the kids are down the aisle.
Yeah.
And he points to them and is like, yep, those are the kids. Head to the back.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, it is fun with the kids, but it's enjoyable with the spouse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. There's something about, like, you got to go get a new outfit to fly in or something, you know?
Sure. Sure. Is this your old three-piece suit?
Yeah.
With the hat?
You're too young probably to even remember that when people used to dress up to go on an airplane.
You know, my first flight was a United Airlines. United? Yes. They were white, orange, and blue then. And that would have been 1984.
Okay.
Mm.
We didn't travel a lot.
Uh-huh.
We barely drove anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But the big trip was from here to San Diego, from Virginia to San Diego.
Yeah.
My first flight.
Wow, that's a big one.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
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 Well.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
But people weren't wearing 3-3 suits or? No.
No. Still
not then.
No, still.
Back in the 70s.
Were they smoking?
They still.
Oh, yes, you know what? The ashtrays were still in the ground.
Yeah.
And you know, when I lived in the Arab world, that was still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't upgrade those planes.
Wow, yeah.
You know, it's interesting in the Arab world when we would fly and come in, and when you land, the plane erupts in this loud cheer. Everybody's cheering and clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Because the plane has landed.
Uh-huh.
The first time that happened was the first time we moved into there. And I was like, what?
They're just glad it landed.
Yeah.
Happy to be on the ground. Yeah.
I mean, typically, Westerners, we're just gripping the seats and crushing our feet on the floor.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
stop
for
this
sure.
thing.
Well, you're wondering these days, too, whether you're losing a tire or a door or something like that.
Hey, we're not talking about that. We don't talk about
that.
Who
are you flying on?
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh. Yeah. You're going to need to see the manufacturer.
There's some really great movies like Airport and some other things I'll watch tonight to suck and rent them.
Snakes on planes.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah. So I don't know. I have my superstitions. We've talked about some of that stuff before.
Yeah.
What do we do when we get on? Like, the three of us travel down the time, remember?
Yep. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. Well, you got a big show coming
enjoy.
Up.
Enjoy. Yeah, that's right. Just a few days away.
Yeah.
Yep. At the old Ashland Theater.
This is number three variety show. Wish you were here for you. What are you?
Number three.
You're going into number three. You're comfortable on the stage. You feel good about it. Your cast is good.
Yep.
The folks that starred in the video movie are excellent.
Yeah. I feel like we tightened it up. We were tightening it up a little bit, and we got some good music. Good music coming. I'm excited about those acts and a fun. It's just a nice story that developed as I was working on this show that I'm really looking forward to sharing, and I never know exactly what the story is going to look like or be, but man, I put the final touches on it this week because I have a hard time putting things to paper. I have it all mapped out in my mind, but I have a hard time just getting it out there. But I need to be able to look at it and I was pleasantly surprised. I was offering a prayer of thanks for a nice story like that.
Very good.
Because I wasn't exactly sure where it was going, but that's the best part.
Any alarms you have going on, or you're past the if this does happen, we know how to do it.
Yeah, no, I think we're definitely not looking for some kind of perfection, or else we'd never do the show. But Yeah, no, I think I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the interaction and people that are going to be there. And
close to sold out already.
Yeah. We should be pretty close here. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Good.
It'd be an entertaining night. So,
how long? I was thinking about this when you talk about writing stuff down.
Yeah.
How long do you practice that?
I never practice it.
It's kind of like prayer. You're just constantly.
Yeah.
Thinking through your mind as you're walking throughout the day and doing like that.
What are the movements through that and what that would
look like.
Do
you ever draw it
out? No.
That would be interesting. So you're not writing it, you're visually
drawing
it.
Sometimes I'll draw things out. Trying to articulate or at least and draw lines, like where's the map for the story or for the journey. Some people do that type of thing. So when you have it in your mind, do you talk to yourself?
Oh, all the time.
Like multiple voices?
No.
Does the inflection go up?
Yeah. Come on. I can hear the voices in my head. I just choose not to interact with them.
They have
them.
A That's pill
all.
For that.
Yeah.
I think I told you last week, why is it when it's your turn to preach? And I'm like you. I got it all in my head.
Yeah.
When I go to type it out, because I need to read through it.
Yeah.
I freeze. Yep. And then when I start typing, I begin with this old biblical English.
Oh, yeah.
So what I've been saying to myself all week in my mind as a normal human being.
Right,
when
right.
I go to type this message.
Is that
message,
right? It comes out in King James?
Yes. And I look
that's
at—
That's the other person talking.
Yeah, that's right.
The other voices.
And I was telling Kelly, too. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why does that change? I'm trying very hard just to speak a normal voice.
Yeah.
Not throw this wordsmith out there that's old English biblical.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Not and really it's because there's a perception of how we thought we were supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It goes back to what we use.
I think there's a difference between what's written and I write stuff down. And I type it. I don't necessarily handwrite stuff. So I type stuff down, but what I find is that there's a difference between reading off of a typed page or a printed page and reading off of the heart. And so when it's etched upon the heart and it's from the heart, there's a different significant meaning to communicating that versus trying to read something on a sheet of paper, even though you can put your thoughts on. You do that. But there is, it's got to be written on the heart. And it's got to come from there versus a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, how many times have I said to you, Brian, that which has been laid in you?
Yes. What? If I had a nickel. Yeah.
Well, that'd be a good show.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Good. And we're going to have some video this time, so we'll be able to release different parts of it.
Yeah, I think that'll be a key thing.
Yep.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. And you?
So me? No, I was just, one of the things I was thinking about, I've thought about this because I wrote about this for this week was, you recognized this yesterday or the first practice for soccer on the fields down there. And so I'm pulling up you're already down there. I'm pulling up around 6 o'clock and see the lower parking lot full and so I pull down just alongside alongside the cemetery, and down at the bottom there. And so I get out and start taking pictures, but the sun is so bright. It's kind of eclipsing part of the picture that I took. Your pictures are much better because you didn't have the sun in the background or foreground, I guess it is, that you'd say. But there was a joy that overwhelmed me for a few moments there of looking out there. I mean, we've been talking about fields since before a pandemic showed up. And
2011 is in my sport recreation minister journal. 2011 was the first conversation.
So we've been talking about this for a long time, and then seeing it all come to fruition and seeing it all come about, and I think about the team that made it happen and all that kind of stuff. But you look out there on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and and you see the people, you see the lower parking lot floor, you see the kids out on the field, and you're running multiple practices. And I'm like, this is good. You know, it was like, it was one of those moments like, this is good. It's the fruition of a dream and a vision that has come to pass. No, we still have to pay for it, you know, but it's, yeah. It's.
Just keep saying, this is good.
This is good. This is good. But we got to pay for it. This is good, but we got to pay for it. But I think the. That has been a highlight for me this week. I mean, it really has been. And not that I think sometimes we don't recognize the moments that will affect us the most because they come at certain segments of our day or our week that we don't even realize it. And who would have thought? I mean, I'm thinking I got two more meetings tonight. I've got two other stuff to do and I'm pulling in. I'm going to finish up preparing for my last meeting. And so you pull in and then I see all the people out there and I see the cars. I'm like, oh, wow, man, this is so good, you know? And then you're thinking you wish a couple of those people were there with you, you know, that saw it early on, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, they'll have opportunity too. And we got the first game to come up here before too long, but, I'm excited, man. It's just like, that was a real good moment for me this week. So
good.
It's good. That's good.
Not as exciting as getting on an airplane.
No.
Snakes on a plane. But. Yeah, no. or doing a variety show with lots of music and fine talent and skill on the stage and in a very sweet venue. You have to do that. Yeah. So. Mine just happened to be in the outdoors when it wasn't raining and the sun was shining and could hear the kids screaming, kind of like you could hear in the background.
That's awesome. The kids have organized a drum circle out there, I think. I'm not sure what's going on.
I know it does sound like in the background. We're really not recording down the pavilion.
By
the admin building, but yeah. But
That's a good one.
But I'm excited about our next season coming up. We've got some good people talking to Jeff Crosby coming up here soon and did a great thing on longings and kind of excited to talk about the formation and longings in that. So that's going to be a great conversation to look forward to. And he's working on a couple other things. And you have, you know, one of the things I like about his book is that he has playlists with each chapter.
Oh, is that right?
So, yes. So, so it is like how this playlist affects this longing. And so he is a huge musician. Oh, and
so,
by the way.
So playlist, and he lists songs that you ought to listen to.
Yes.
Is there like a QR code you can scan to go to it?
Not necessarily that. But I mean, I love the Longing from Freedom of Fear and Anxiety. He's got the playlist, and so he's got the song and the title, which is really kind of a cool cool thing. So some of it is spiritual, some of it is not so spiritual. So
good.
But
still working on that.
No, but what was funny is he lists this in the book.
So when
we were talking last week, I like pulled it up, my little diary of private prayer from Bailey, and I said, so I see that you mentioned this, you know, in your formation chapter, and he's like, you know, he says, you know, you have a stack of books, they're the ones you can never let go, they're your go-tos, and he reached right over and got his copy of it, and so it's like two kids, show and tell, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
kindred. You got two others here that don't have it.
Yeah.
It looks like a good book. This will be fun for
us. It's a small book. But just fascinating guy. So, and very much in tune with formation. He's working on a couple of more projects. So looking forward to cooking off the new season with some good interviews and some good conversations. Yeah. So.
That's good.
All right.
Yep.
Well, that's it for today.
That's it.
I think. Yeah. I got a plane to catch.
You got to go.
You got a plane to catch.
Yeah. All your bags are packed. You're ready to go.
I'm just here to give the introduction and the closing, whatever y'all talked about in between.
There you go. We'll come up with something else.
That's right. For season five.
Season five.
Yeah, that's
man,
right.
That's crazy.
Oh, that was the last button I had. Sorry. I wasn't sure what was on that.
Well, thank you for being with us for the previous 4 years. Man, that's hard to believe.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time together.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess we ought to get a logo.
We're still doing it. I know.
You have a logo.
I know. I've lost more hair since that logo. all right. Yeah, well, I hope you have a next good day, Palm Sunday and Easter weekend as they are approaching us quickly here and celebrate that time of the year. So thank you for joining us on the Reimagine Podcast. As always, you can follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Overcast. Download any of the episodes and rate them. So for Brad and Brian, I'm Greg. Thanks for listening to the Reimagine Podcast.